All right, welcome back. We were talking about this piece in the Detroit News. Nolan Finley wrote it. And he says there's room for consensus on guns. And, you know, it's interesting because he talked about Governor Gretchen Whitmer and her decision to pursue gun control measures in the state of Michigan, especially now that the Democrats have control of the House and the Senate. And I think that makes some people squirm. Other people, it's cause for celebration. But Nolan says that there is still space here that we can come together on gun reform. And Nolan Finley, the editorial page editor at the Detroit News, joins us this afternoon on the Guy Gordon Show. Nolan, nice to talk with you. What kind of room do you think is there for consensus on gun control measures?
Well, it depends on the measure. And I think these opening measures by the governor and Democrats who have pledged to tackle gun control in Lansing are, you know, not among the most onerous. In fact, I think they do meet the test of being reasonable and possibly being even, fair and unobtrusive if implemented correctly.
So safe storage laws, red flag laws, yep. those are the ones that I think a lot of people say that they're on board with. But then I think others will say, well, it's a slippery slope because if we go down this road, what's next?
And that's the worry, and that's not an illegitimate worry. But you can't sit here dug in, you know, when you have so much of the country crying for some sort of action. Now, do I believe that these actions will prevent mass shootings? No, but they may save some lives, and I think they're worth doing. Safe storage in particular. I'm a gun owner. Mm-hmm. All of my guns are locked up and stay locked up. Not a hard thing. You don't have to have a big, expensive gun safe. You can have trigger locks that come with the guns when they're purchased today, or you can buy them fairly cheaply. Put that trigger lock on, and you prevent a kid from getting that gun and misusing it. And we're seeing so much of that today, where kids either accidentally or intentionally misuse a gun. And if you're a responsible gun owner, if you want to preserve and protect your Second Amendment rights, then, you know, you have an incentive to keep those guns secure, because we keep on the path we're going, we're going to lose more and more of our Second Amendment rights.
Yeah, look, I think a lot of gun owners, I think a lot of people already practice safe measures. I think if you're a hunter,
I know they do.
You're right. I think most gun owners do.
It's about half keep their guns secured when they're not in use, according to the polling I've seen. 75% support safe storage laws, but only about half actually keep their guns locked up all the time when they're not in use.
Well, and that's why I think that most people will be on board with this. But again, there is always a political nature to this, right? So from a political perspective, it's do Republicans feel like if they hop on board and they support this, do they feel that there's a political incentive for them? Do they feel like they'll be able to curry favor, or do they feel like they're going to be isolating their constituents? And so I think that's the tightrope. And even from a Democrat perspective, where some of these Democrats won very, very close races and flipped a seat from a Republican predecessor, there's really a tightrope that these lawmakers in Lansing have to walk now.
So that's the incentive for Republicans to participate and get it right. If you sit on the sidelines and just say, we're not doing it, we're not doing it, we're not doing it, then you're having no input on the bill. Mm-hmm. Now, realistically, whether this governor will give input on the bill or not, I don't know. But to protect those Democrats in flip seats and in rural districts, I think she would have an incentive to making this as bipartisan as possible and taking in the concerns that Republicans have. And, you know, there are some issues that have to be addressed, as I pointed out in today's column. I mean, you have to, or Sunday's column, you have to make sure those people who depend on a weapon for self-defense, they live in dangerous areas, they're shop owners, et cetera, you take into consideration their needs You know, they might not be able to keep a gun in a gun safe and get to it in the time they need it. So, you know, you've got to do some work on the proposal to make sure it doesn't put anybody in danger.
You know, universal background checks, all of those things are more bipartisan. But the red flag laws seem to be a little more tricky because it's kind of an all or nothing thing. If you're found that you can't have a gun, you won't have a gun. But there's always it seems like there's always gray areas there. Is that potentially one of the sticking points here in this potential legislation?
If not done right, I mean, you have to put in layers of due process to make sure people don't lose their gun rights arbitrarily and aren't being targeted by vindictive family members or what have you. Mm-hmm. There has to be an appeals process, a time limit on the confiscations, you know, but at the same time, you need a mechanism. Families need a mechanism to remove guns from loved ones who present a danger to themselves or others. And right now, we don't have such a good mechanism for that. Now, making it work depends on enforcement and proper enforcement, but you do have to build in all of these measures. You have to build safeguards against that slippery slope, because I don't deny, you know, what their end game is. And, you know, these may or may not be small steps in that direction, but Republicans can't block them. If they participate, they could. They do have a chance of making them better.
Mm. Interesting stuff. Thanks for the insight, Nolan. Great article.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yep. There he is, Nolan Finley with the Detroit News. You know, interesting. Gallup put out a poll recently. This came out, today, this morning. More cite government as the top U.S. problem. Inflation comes in at number two.
Oh, wow.
So this was taken at the end of the year and then again this month.
Mm-hmm.
In December, the government checked in at 15%. This month, 21%. Inflation being a problem is just a tick down. Immigration is up by a couple of percentage points. Mm-hmm. The economy in general has actually gone down by 6 percentage points. And then it goes down, unifying the country, race relations, poverty, hunger, homelessness, crime, violence, ethical, moral, family decline, those issues. But the government, the idea that the government being the top issue for most Americans. Look, I'm of the belief, Lomas, that whether you're a Republican or Democrat, chances are you can at least sympathize or believe some things that cross the aisle. I find very few people are one way or the other, right?
Yeah.
Most people are free thinkers, and they can agree with some things and disagree with others, whether or not they're in which party. But the fact that government, people are citing government being the biggest problem, it just shows that the divisiveness,
yes,
the nastiness that
yes,
we see in Washington, and then certainly in some of our state politics, it wears on people.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Chris, and the mistrust.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they wonder why the vaccine population of people getting vaccines, you know, it stayed steady or it hadn't climbed or they can't get everybody to get back. People don't trust the government. Mm-hmm. They don't trust that. They don't trust what you're telling them to put in their body. It's so many things when you think about the government outside of the economy. Think about all the other things, voter suppression.
Yeah.
Just think about all the other things our government is involved in. Heck, you could throw it down to sports. They trying to get them involved in the NIL and
sure,
all those different things. The NCAA wants them to come in and get
right,
involved in things. So it's so many other things that the government is trying to involve themselves in. But again, we got so much going on in the United States, Chris. And I think that's why the government is at the top of it, because you could pick certain things out of it. And the government seems to have their finger, their thumb or whatever involved in some of everything.
21% of people polled by Gallup say that the government is the biggest issue. That is 6 points higher than inflation, 10 points higher than immigration. So that just tells you kind of what people view in our politics. All right, 4:14, got to take a break here on The Guy Gordon Show.